我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在以赛亚书里头，我们越读就越看见神当日对他百姓说话的那一个心意。
And the more we read the book of Isaiah, the more we can see the heart desire of God.
我想最近几次弟兄姊妹一直听见我说。
I think in the recent times that brothers and sisters have heard me sharing on this.
当日以赛亚向神的百姓说话的时候。
When Isaiah at that time when he spoke to God's people.
距离他们被掳。还有一百多年。
It was 100 years before the people were taken into captive.
距离他们从巴比伦给释放回来差不多200年。
And it was about 200 years before they were released from the captivity under Babylon.
那么在那么长的一段的时间的里面。
And it's such a long time period.
那在神来说那200年算不得什么。
And for God is nothing.And when it comes to 200 years,
因为他是看千年如一日，一日如千年的主。
Because he's the Lord who look at 1,000 years as one day and one day as 1,000 years.
但是在人来说
，But for men,
你不要说两百年
，It's not needless to say for 200 years.
20年也不是很容易的走过。
And even for 20 years, it's not easy to walk.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神就是说一百多两百年后的事。
God was saying about matters that would happen 100 to 200 years later.
一百多两百年后的事。
And not only is 100 to 200 years later.
并且还说到几乎是一整千年以后的事。
But he also spoke of things that would happen after 1,000 years.
在引申出来。一直说到永远的事。
And then he continued to speak of things in eternity.
那难怪很多犹太人他们实在听不进神当时借着以赛亚先知说的话。
And no wonder a lot of Jews, they could not understand or could not hear the words of Isaiah.
那今天也有不少神的儿女在读以赛亚先知的话的时候也觉得很多的困扰。
And today, even many children of God, when they read the words of the prophet Isaiah, they have a lot of problems.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当他把他说话的那个目的和方法给我们打开的时候。
When he opened up the purpose and the ways of his words.
我们就看到了。
Then we can see.
原来神当时借着犹大的百姓所遇到的事情。
And when God, through the people of Judah, what they have come across,
来说出他那永远的旨意。
And to tell of his eternal will.
这不单是说当代需要的话。
And not only the words that are for that generation.
也说到一百几十年后的人所要听。所要听见的话。
But also, those are the words that are for the people 100, 200 years later.
更是说到更远更远的距离的人的话。
And also words for people who are from a long time away.
如果从人的那个范围来说。
But is it for men?
我们很明确的看到。
And we can see very clearly.
当日人特别是以色列人他们认定神向人说话，只向以色列人说。
In those days, especially the Israelites, they thought that when God spoke, God only spoke to the Israelites.
在以色列人以外，神没有向那些人说话。
And God did not speak outside of the Israelites.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
在他的心思的里头。
In his heart.
他是借着以色列人来开始，然后扩大到所有的人。
That he began with the Israelites and then he expanded to all people.
那因此我们从以赛亚的下半段里头就看到神的话越过越明显，越过越明显，把他那个救赎的旨意发表出来。
So when we read the later half of the book of Isaiah, we can see clear, more and more clear that God was expanding his words to everyone.
他借着犹大给赎回来。
It is through the redemption of Judah.
就引出了神要把全地的人都赎回来。
that it springs forth that God would redeem the whole world.
所以上次末了的在四十九章那里，我们就看到几句话是非常非常有恩典，有怜悯。
Last time at the end of our sharing in chapter 49, we see some verses. Those are full of grace.
我想我们再念一念就可以了。
And we will just read again on these verses.
我们从第五节开始。
And we'll begin with verse 5.
四十九章的。
Chapter 49.
耶和华从我出胎，造就我做他的仆人，要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。
And now the Lord says, He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, to gather Israel to him, that I am honored in the eyes of the Lord.
原来耶和华看我为尊贵，我的神也成为我的力量。现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中得保存的归回，尚为小事。我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the world.
那从这几句话的里边，我们非常清楚地看到。
And from these verses, we can see very clearly.
当日以赛亚说这些话，是完全打破了以色列人心思里头的那个结。
That on those days when Isaiah spoke of these things, he has completely opened up that knot in the heart of the Israelites.
不要说当时的以色列人，他们心里头有这个结。
Not to mention that the Israelites, they have this difficulty, this knot in their heart.
直到今天。
Until today.
在许多算是正统的犹太人的里，以色列人里头，他们仍然没有脱掉这一个结。
For those authentic Orthodox Jews, they still have this knot in their hearts.
所以难怪在当时的神的百姓听见以赛亚说话，但是却听不见神借着以赛亚在那里说的事情。
So no wonder the people of God at that time, they heard the words of Isaiah, but they couldn't hear what God was trying to express through Isaiah.
你想他们怎么能想起神将来兴起拯救的时候，他不单是拯救我们以色列。
That they wonder how, what they would, in their mind, they would think in the future when God brought salvation, it's not just for them.
神那个拯救的范围，确实把他们一直以来所瞧不起的外邦人都包括在里头。
And the boundary of salvation includes those Gentiles whom they despise.
神的话在那里说，你们给召回来还算是小事。
And God's word says it's a small thing for me to bring you back.
神说，我还要让你来做外邦人的光。
And God said that I will also make you a light for the Gentiles.
当然这个你在当时来说就是神所兴起的那个仆人。
And this you at that time refers to the servant that God has risen up.
我们今天看下去，我们知道这一个仆人是马可福音所说的那个仆人。
And today we know that this servant is a servant referred in the Gospel of Matthew.
那是神把救恩带到全地的那一位仆人。
And this is a servant who brings salvation to the ends of the earth.
他不单是把以色列挽回过来。
Not only did he redeem Israel.
同时也叫全地的人都听见，也承受他所造成的救恩。
At the same time, the whole world will hear his salvation and also receive it.
直到地极。
Until the ends of the earth.
那底下神更在指着他的儿子来说。
And what follows is God was pointing at his son.
他说，
And he said,
我要使你做众民的中保。
I will make you the mediator of all people.
要复兴边偏地，使人承受荒凉之地为业。那是第八节。
And in verse 8 it says, restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances.
我们看到神说到那是比较细微一点的那的话，我们就觉得怎么可能呢？
And when we see how God goes into details about these words, we would think, how could it be possible?
因为神说啊，等到那一个时候啊，
Because God said at that time,
全地的人都从四面百方来到西安。
The people of all the earth will come to Zion.
来做什么呢？
And what are they there to do?
来寻找神的圣者。
To seek after the Holy One of the God.
来寻找那一位我们今天知道是神的儿子。
And to seek the one today we know who is the Son of God.
整全地都在那里满了欢呼，满了歌唱。
And joy and singing was throughout all the whole earth.
神就指着这许许多多的光景说，我已经安慰了我的百姓。
And God pointed at all these conditions and said that I have comforted my people.
那弟兄姊妹们记得了。
Brothers and sisters, remember this.
这些话都是说到最快的，也一百多年以后才出现的。
And these words are pointing at things that would happen after 100 years.
And 如果再往长远一点去看，最低限度也要唱到一千多年后的事情。
And if we look at it further, it will talk about things that happened in 1,000 years.
但是呢，在当时的以色列犹大人虽然还没有被掳，
but for the people of Judah at that time, even though they were not taken into captive yet,
但是他们在地上生活那个光景是越来越不像样。
But the conditions, the way they were living was not very good.
那第二次我们回到第一章来看。那个以赛亚做先知的那一段时间。
And verses, we go back to chapter 1 and look at when Isaiah was the prophet.
马拿西做王的时候。
And during the reign of Manasseh.
约西亚做王的时候。
And during the reign of Josiah.
那弟兄姊妹，你就注意到一个问题来。
And verses, you will see a problem.
这一段的时间，西西家做王的时候。
And when Hezekiah was king.
那从西西家开始。
And beginning from Hezekiah.
马拿西。
Manasseh.
来到部分的约西亚。
And also part of Josiah.
如果严格说起来，人家是这样说。
And strictly speaking, people would say this.
大概还没到约西亚的时候。
It was not even at the time of Josiah.
以赛亚就给杀了。
That Isaiah was killed.
谁杀他呢？
And who killed him?
马拿西。
It's Manasseh.
但是这个我不知道是准确或是不准确。
But I'm not sure if this is entirely
accurate. 但是无论如何，你晓得当以赛亚做先知的那一段的时间。
But no matter what, during the time when Isaiah was the prophet,
犹大的那个国势是一步一步的往下掉的。
That the strength of the kingdom of Judah was getting worse and worse.
他们的日子越过越艰难。
And the days were getting more difficult.
尤其是到了约西亚以后。
Especially after the time of Josiah.
那就是他们接近他们被掳前那几十年。
And it was close to the several decades before they were taken into captives.
很可怜，很可怜。
And the conditions were very pitiful.
No, 我们留意。
Now let's take note.
不要说被掳的日子，
and not to mention the days of captivity,
就是在被掳前的这段日子，
even the days before the captivity,
如果你是犹大人当中的一个，
if you were one of the people of Judah,
你眼睛看到的那一种光景，
what you could see, the conditions that you can
see, 你耳朵听到以赛亚说的话，
and the words that you could hear from Isaiah,
你没有办法不产生一个疑惑，
that there would be a doubt in your mind for sure,
有可能吗？
Is it possible?
如果有可能的话，什么时候会有这些事呢？
If it's possible, when would these things happen?
我们看不见有这个条件，有这个可能。
That we could not see that there's a condition or this possibility.
那弟兄姊妹们，我为什么特别提到这样的一件事情？
Then brothers, why would I make special mention of
it? 因为我们从神借着 以赛亚说的那些话，一直是要把神的百姓从很低沉很幽暗的那一种心情把他们提起来。
Because we can see from the words of spoken through Isaiah, we can see God's wish to bring his people from a very, very low point.
而如果我们真能看到神说把你们从外邦带回来还是小事。
If you could truly see that God said that it is a small thing for me to bring you back from the Gentiles.
让我兴起那个仆人做外邦人的光。
That I will also raise up my servant to be a light
for the
Gentiles.
我要让他做中保。
And I want him to be a consecrated or mediator.
让全地的人都在那里欢呼。
And also the whole land will rejoice.
如果他们真能听进这样的话的。
If they could truly listen to these words.
那他们里面一定是很踊跃的。
Then within them there will be joy.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
眼见常常打岔神的话。
What we could see with our eyes oftentimes would disturb the words of God.
什么时候我们落在眼见里边的时候
whenever we fall under what we can see,
神说话我们定会听不进去
then we could not hear God's words for sure.
不管神怎么说
no matter what God says,
也不管神说多少遍
and no matter how many times God speaks,
我们就是听不进去
that we could not understand or could not hear.
因为我们总是觉得
Because we would feel
眼见的是真实的
what we can see is real
听见的不知道那个真实的程度有多大
but what we could hear we cannot be sure how true it is
那所以弟兄姊妹们你看神借着以赛亚在那里说那个话一直说的那样的让听得见的人里边是满了欢喜
So for instance you can see God was speaking to a point that those who can hear they are full of excitement and joy
但是犹大的百姓听不进去
But the people of Judah they could not listen
那所以你看到当以赛亚说话好像告一个段落的时候
So you see that when Isaiah spoke to a point when he was about to
用则有意十四节
For instance take a look at verse 14
神的百姓的反应是什么
What is the reaction of God's people?
锡安说耶和华离弃了我主忘记了我
But Zion said the Lord has forsaken me the Lord has forgotten me
弟兄姊妹们这些什么这些话从哪里会发出来呢
My sisters where did these words come from?
从人的眼见里边就发出来
It's from what man can see with the eye
因为在人的眼见的里边他所看见的都是一片的幽暗
Because what they can see with the eyes is all dim
在人眼见里面所看见的好像根本我们再没有路可以走了
And in men's eyes, all they could see is there's no more way out for them.
我们为什么会落到这种光景呢
And why would we fall under such a
condition? 我们称为神的选民
That we are called the chosen people of God.
我们是神把他的名字赏给我们的
And we are the ones that God has given his name to us.
神也把他的律法给我们
And God has also given his law to us.
我们有这许许多多的优点
We have all these merits.
那为什么今天我们落到这种光景里呢
And how come today we have fallen into such a condition?
弟兄姊妹们人家落在眼见里的时候这些问题一都跑出来了
And this is when men fall into what they can see under this condition all the problems will arise
他也不敢说没有神
They would not dare to say there's no God
因为他们的祖宗是非常明显的经历了神在他们身上所有的工作
Because the forefathers have truly experienced the work of God among them
如果神不在他们身上做工他们到那个时候还是在埃及里边做奴隶
Because if God did not work on them they would have been still slaves in Egypt
但是他们却是从埃及出来了好长一段的时间
But the truth was that they have left Egypt for a long time
是按照神的应许来进到神给他们的那个地业
It was according to God's promise that they have entered into God's inheritance
你在那里建国
And also they established the
nation 并且在他们建国的过程的里头也很曾经有过非常威王的日子
and also during the process of establishing the nation there were times of the days that they were very strong
大卫的日子
during the days of
David 所罗门的日子
and also the days of Solomon
这是都是他们的祖宗所走过的
And this is a path where the forefathers have tread on.
所以在他们也不敢说没神。
So they would not dare to say there is no God.
但是他们在当时的光景里面也好像实在看不见神。
But under the circumstances, it seems like they could not see God.
那他们能说什么话呢？
So what could they say?
我们完全能理解他们当时说出这样的话。
We could completely understand how they would say these words.
因为连我们自己碰到那样的 光景或者是那个那样的环境的时候，我们也会说同样的话。
Because even for us, when we're under such circumstance or when we come across such situation, we will say the same words.
因为我们都是非常容易根据眼见来活的。
Because it is very easy for us to live according to what our eyes can see.
他们怎么说呢？
And what did they say?
弟兄姊妹，你留意十四节。
But just take note of verse 14.
虽然是简单的两句话。
Even though it's just very simple verses.
但是这两句话就把人在神面前的那个幽暗全都表露出来了。
But these two sentences have completely shown the darkness within men.
管理神在那里说了多少
It doesn't matter.
带着应许，丰盛的应许，永远的应许的话。
It doesn't matter how much promises that God has given them and all these words. It doesn't matter.
在我的眼见里头，我看不见神。
But in my eyes, I could not see God.
我看不见神的手。
I could not see the hand of God.
我更看不见神的话有条件可以在我们的身上成全。
And I could not see how God's word can be fulfilled among us.
什么原因会叫我们落到这种光景呢？
So what are the reasons that would cause us to be in such a condition?
我们不敢否定神在过去对我们祖宗的带领。
I could not deny of the guidance that God gave our forefathers.
但是我们现在完全没有再看见神在我们身上做工。
But now we could not see the work of God on us anymore.
那只有一个可能。
So that's only one possibility.
神离弃了我们。
That God has forsaken us.
神忘记了我们。
That God has forgotten us.
神把我们搁在一旁。
That God has put us aside. And he would not deal with us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是人非常容易有的反应。
And brothers, this is a reaction of men.
不但是当时的以色列，他们会这样反应。
And not only for Israel, at that time they would have this reaction.
我们今天还是会这样反应。
And today we will have the same reaction.
但是我感谢我们的主。
But we thank the Lord.
他根本不让人再多说话。
That he would not even let men to speak anymore.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers, you remember.
我们还没有读到这一个部分以前。
Before we come to this section,
神不是在那里宣告吗？
Did God not proclaim?
你们有什么理由，你就到我面前来说吧。
If you have any reasons, you can come before me and speak.
我们可以来辩论。
We can speak about it.
看是你有理还是我有理。
We can reason about it and see if you have reasons or if I have reasons.
神把自己降低到与人平的，在那里来谈。来谈论。
That God has humbled himself to the point that he's equal with men, and then they would speak together.
但是现在神就不让他们多说话。
But now God would not allow them to speak anymore.
他们只是说了，神离弃了我们，神忘记了我们。
All they said was the Lord has forsaken us and the Lord has forgotten us.
神立刻就接上去，没让他们说下去。
And right away,God continued and would not let them speak anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Francis, take note.
为什么神会这样？
Why would God do this?
当然，如果我们用新约里边的彼得所经历的一件事情来做比较的话，
If we compare this to in the New Testament what Peter has encountered,
我们很容易就了解。
Then very easily we can understand.
当人在你说，人在那里说愚昧的话的时候，
When man was there to speak of things that are foolish,
神就不要你说下去。
That God would not want you to continue.
省得你在愚昧里头进到更愚昧的里面。
So that you would not go further in your foolishness.
那神就接上去说了。
So God continued and said.
神说什么呢？
And what did God say?
神在这里说的那些话是我们很多弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉的。
And these words spoken by God are the words that are familiar with.
因为我们如果 要背京剧的话呢，这个就是很多很好的京剧里头的其中的一个地方。
Because if we were to recite Bible verses, and these verses are the ones that are among the very good verses to recite.
那神怎么说？
And what did God say?
人在那里说，神忘记了我们。
That man was there to say that God has forsaken us and forgotten us.
神放弃了我们。
And he has put us aside.
神的回答就是那么的清楚。
The reply of God was so clear.
他是妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩。不连续他所生的儿子。
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born?
即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
他说我看啊，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的长远藏在我眼前。
See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands, your walls are forever before me.
弟兄说人在那里说神离弃了我们。
When sisters, men were there to say God
has forsaken them. 神说出他里边的那一个心思。
But God tells off his heart desire.
他说我怎么可能忘记你们。
He said, how could I forget you?
妇人不太可能忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
It is not very possible that a woman can forget the baby at her breast.
就算有忘记的。
Though she may forget.
我也不忘记你。
That I will not forget you.
弟兄姊妹，这个话是说的，从一面来看，那非常非常的叫人得安慰。
But sisters, when we look at these words, on one hand, we are very much comforted.
但是从另一面来看
，But on the other hand,
你也看见说话的那一位神心里头有点酸呢。
That you can see there's some sadness of the God who speaks.
因为他的儿女，他的百姓，没有几个能体会他的心肠。
Because his people, his children, not many of them can understand his heart.
昨天我在电视新闻的最末后，就看到一个这样的画面。
And yesterday, when I was watching news on TV, at the very end, I saw this.
是说到我都忘掉，是猩猩呢还是猴子？反正是这一类，这个家庭里边的的一个刚生下小 baby 的母亲。
And there was either a chimpanzee or a monkey that has just born a child.Or a baby was just born.
那个做母亲的就把那个小的抱在怀里。
And the mother was embracing the baby in her bosom.
但是那个神情是很紧张。
But her expressions was very anxious.
因为我不知道她拍这个给拍下来的那个环境是什么的环境。
Because I don't know under what condition was this taped.
只是看见。这个画面就是那么的 那么模样。
And I only saw this on the screen. It was like this.
我的想象里边就会这样想。
In my mind, I had this thought.
那个做妈妈的为什么那么紧张啊？
Why would this mother be so anxious?
她生怕她生下来的那个小宝宝会给什么什么。也许是给人或是给其他的抢去夺去或是给他伤害。
That this mother was very afraid that her little baby would be taken away or harmed by others or other people.
是她非常的紧张的，一面是紧紧的抱着她的小孩，那个眼睛就到处看来看去。
So she was very anxious and she was holding on to her baby very tightly and she was looking around.
这个不是人。
And this is not a person.
这个不晓得是猴子还是猩猩。
It was either a chimpanzee or a monkey.
如果连猴子都会这个样。
So even if a monkey can be like this.
那么你就可以领会到这个妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
Then you can imagine How can a mother forget the baby at her breast?
不怜惜她所生的儿子。
And that she has no compassion on the child she has born.
她就算在人中间有这样的情形。
And even if it can happen among men.
神说我都不能忘记。
But God said that I would not forget.
我是把你放在我的手里。
I have placed you in my hand.
你的长远藏在我的眼前。
And your walls are ever before me.
我一直在那里看顾着你。
And I continue to watch over you.
虽然眼见的里边，你们好像看见没有什么可走的路。
Even though from what you can see, it seems like you cannot see a way out.
但神说这一切都要改观，很快就要改观。
But God says that these things would change very, very fast.
所有给你们难处的，早晚都要结束。
All those who would cause you trouble, they would come to an end very soon.
而你们呢？
And for you,
你们的儿女呢？
And your children.
哦。他们就要在一个非常非常蒙保守、蒙纪念、蒙什么、蒙看顾的那一个光景来出现。
And your children, they will be under condition that they are very much remembered and cared for.
怎么出现法呢？
And how would this happen?
他说，神说。
God said.
你就会看到你所有的儿女他们就成了你们所夸耀的。
You will see all your children, they would be the ones that you would boast about.
他们要成为你的装饰。
They will be your ornament.
他们好像心腹一样的成了你们的装饰。
And they are like a bride, they will become your ornament.
底下神就把他们的心情来描写一下。
And the text follows have described their hearts.
因为这些不是最重要的，我只是轻轻点它一下就是。
And because these are not the most important things, so I would just point them out.
神说到了那个时候，当我的眷顾显明出来的时候。
And God said at that time when I show my care.
你不单是看见，你整你的所有完全在那里来表明。你是一个很尊贵的人。
And at that time, all that you have will show that you are the honorable one.
并且你很稀奇。
And also you will be amazed.
你说我们的遭遇是那样的艰困。
And you will say that our circumstance is so hard.
我们怎么可能会能得着这么许许多多呢？
And how could we receive so much?
我们以为我们是给神离弃了，只是孤孤单单的。
We thought that we are forsaken by God and we are desolate.
怎么可能？现在我们却是在这样的那个兴盛的里头呢
？And how could it be that we will enjoy such richness?
神没有什么话给他们说。
And God did not say too much words.
神只是对他们说。
God only said to them.
当你们看到这些事情出现的时候。
When you see all these things happening.
你看到烈火在那里把你们拥戴的时候。
And when you see all the nations exalting you.
你就知道一件事。
Then you will know one thing.
我是耶和华你的神。
That I am the Lord your God.
你等候我你一定不知羞愧。
All those who wait on me will not be discouraged.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意了，如果他们真的能听进这样的话。
And brothers, pay attention. If they could truly listen to these words.
你想这些话是什么时候出现的？
When do you think these words will come about?
不是70年后被掳归回。
It's not after 70 years when they return from captivity.
当然也不是那个马加比王朝的那个日子所发生的事。
And it's also not during the kingdom of Maccabee that these things will happen.
那是什么时候发生的事呢？
So when would these happen?
最早最早也都要等到国度的日子。
The earliest it would be during the days of the kingdom.
甚至要等到新天新地的时候。
Or evenDuring the days of the new kingdom and new earth.
不过我们不是把它看到新天新地那么远。
But we will not look at it as far as the new heaven and new earth.
我们就看到这是在要等到国度的日子才出现的那个光景。
And we'll look at these conditions that would happen during the kingdom.
你让那个犹大的百姓，以色列的百姓，他们怎么呢去领会这件事呢？
And how could the people of Israel understand these words?
你留意神说那个话，说的真是有思想的人都没有办法接得下来。
And you can see that these words that are spoken by God, for those who have knowledge, they could not understand this.
只有有信心的人，他们看见这个事实一定要出来。
Only those who have faith, they could see that these things would happen.
因为神说那个话，是说到这样的一种光景。
Because God has spoken these words to a point.
到了那些日子。
When those days come.
全地的人都要来到你们这里。
People of all the earth would come to you.
特别的说到列王，四十三，列王比作你的养父，王后比作你的乳母。
And especially it says the kings will become your foster father, and the queens will become the nursing mother.
他们必将脸伏地向你下拜。
And they will bow down before you.
并舔你脚上的尘土。
And they will lick the dust on your feet.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意这些事情。
Take note of these things.
你就会说怎么可能
呢？ You will say that how is it possible?
连王跟王后都要在我们的脚前下拜。
The kings and the queens that will bow down before us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说当你看到这个事情的时候。
God said, when you see these things,
你就知道我是耶和华。
Then you will know that I am the Lord.
你就知道我是耶和华。
Then you will know that I am the Lord.
我现在跟你们说这些话。
Now I speak of these things to you.
现在你们听不进去。
And now you cannot listen.
但是到了那一天你就一定会想起。
But on that day you will remember.
你就知道。
Then you will know.
我是耶和华。
I am the Lord.
你们等候我，你们一定不知羞愧。
All those who hope in me will not be disappointed.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
这些话的确是叫人很不容易能听得进来。
And these words are not easy for men to understand.
是在人的心思里头就有翻腾的那个心想法了。
So there will be struggle within men's hearts.
所以二十四节那里人的那个光景又显出来了。
So in verse 24,
那当然这些都是
manifested.
因为是落在眼见的里边，它一定发生这样的结局的。
And it's because and when we fall under what we the condition of seeing what we can see, this would happen for sure.
二十四节就说勇士抢去的岂能夺回啊？该掳掠的岂能得解救啊？
In verse 24 says, can plunder be taken from warriors or captives rescued from the fears?
用人的话来说，这是什么？
In man's words, what are these?
这是一个已经继承的事实，我们怎么可以把它还原呢？
And this is something that's been done. How can we undo it?
在人是不能。
In man, it's possible. Impossible.
但是神说他要做这个事。
But God said that he would do this.
神明明在那里说
God clearly said here,
勇士掳掠的我也能夺回
He said captives will be taken from the warriors
强暴人所抢的我也可以解救
And plunder retreat from the fears
更进一步
And one step further
与你相争的我必与他相争
That I will contend with those who can contend with you
弟兄姊妹们我们感谢神
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
神到那个日，神一直是用他自己的话来印证他所说过。对不起，神一直用他手中所做的来印证他所说的话。
That God continued to use the work of His hands to prove His words.
我们已经提过好几遍了。
And we have mentioned
this
several times.
神当时借着以赛亚来说这些话，不是为当代的人。
That God speaks these words through Isaiah is not for the people at that time.
是为着他们的后代。
It's for their descendants.
是为着 他们那些后代在神面前会转回来寻求神的那些后代。
It's for the descendants who will return and repent and to come seek after God.
神让那些他们的后代非常明显的去经历神所说的话和在神手里所做的工。
That God led those descendants to very clearly experience God's work and to see His work.
所以到了有一天。
So until one day.
神能说凡有血气的都知道我耶和华是你的救主。
God said that all mankind will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior.
那弟兄姊妹留意这句话了啊。
Let's just take a look at this verse.
你要把那些人物分别分出来
you have,
你就看到是什么时候发生的事。
You have to distinguish among those people, then you will know when this will happen.
我们先来注意。
Let's take a look first here.
我是耶和华那当时神自己这个没问题。
That I am the Lord. This is God Himself. There's no problem here.
是你们的救赎主，是雅各的大能者。
That I am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
那这是神手里头所做的工。
And this is the work of God's hand.
那神做工的对象是谁呢？
So who is He working toward?
因为那里明说是雅各的大能者，你就知道了，定规就是以色列。
Because it says the mighty one of Jacob, so we know for sure it's the Israelites.
好了，那弟兄姊妹们，从神跟我们说的话的里头，我们能领会这一个事情要发生在什么时候。
So from the words of God, we could understand when will this happen.
明明就是。以色列人全家得救的那个时候。
And it's very clear it's when the entire household of Israel becomes saved.
因为是以色列的救是你的救赎主嘛，是雅各的大能者。
Because it says he's your redeemer and the mighty one of Jacob.
我耶和华是你的救主。
That I the Lord am your savior.
什么时候有这个事情？
And when would this happen?
在历史上没见到出现。
And throughout history, we have not seen it happen yet.
只能在神说的预言的宣告的里头，我们看到这件事情。
Only in God's proclamation that we could see this.
当以色列在大灾难之末了，给围困在耶路撒冷，没有路再逃走的时候。
And it's during when Israel, they were besieged.And in Jerusalem during the Great Tribulation,
他们来求告他们祖宗的神。
They came to seek the God of their forefathers.
那就在这个时候。
And at this time,
我们的主就从空中降临到地上。
And our Lord descended from the heaven to earth.
救了以色列，脱离当时给列国。
That he delivered Israel from the attack of the nations.
同时也消灭了列国围攻的那些军队。
And also he destroyed the armies of the nations.
那在这一个时候。
And at this time.
剩下的以色列人就看见他们的拯救原来果然就是他们长久所弃绝的那一位神的儿子。
And the Israelites that are left, they could see that the one who's here to deliver them is the one whom they despise.
所以他们就全家得救了。
So the entire household was saved.
他们都转回过来悔改，
and they
归向神了。
Repented and they returned and belonged to the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那这个事情就发生在以色列人身上。
So this would happen on the Israelites.
但是神说这个话的时候。
But when God said these words,
除了耶和华和以色列以外，
besides the Lord and Israel,
还有第三批人，
there's the third group of people.
第三批人是哪些人呢？
And who are these people?
凡有血气的，
it's all mankind.
这个凡有血气的是指着谁？
So all mankind, what is it referring to?
很显然我们就看到。
And very clearly, we can see.
那就是当主降临到地上来的时候的列国。
It's when the Lord descended to the earth is all nations.
他们的军队曾经联合起来去攻打以色列。
Once the armies, they joined together to attack Israel.
但是他们的军队不等于他们所有的人民。
But the armies are not the same as all the people.
所以他们的军队在以色列那边是给消灭了。
So the armies were destroyed in Israel.
但是他们仍然是在分布在列国的里头，他们都知道这样的一个事情。
But they were scattered among all nations, so they knew about these things, or they know about these things.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意一件事。
Francis, take note of one thing.
在49章的里头，以色列一直在落在眼见里头，没有办法脱出他们的疑惑。
And in chapter 49, we can see that Israel, the Israelites, they fall under the condition where they can only see with their eyes.
那最末了的时候，神就在眼见里头叫他们看见一件事情。
So at the very end, that God let them see one thing with their eyes.
他们就给带到一个地步，知道说话的是耶和华，成就事情的也是耶和华。
They are brought to a point that they know the one who speaks is the Lord, and also the one who fulfills these things is the Lord.
我想弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这样的一些话的时候
，And verses is when we read of these words,
你非常能领会的。
You could very much understand.
就算神说的那么的确实。
Even when God has spoken His word so firmly,
当代的犹大人，他们里边那个疑惑还是没有办法挪掉的。
The people of Judah at that generation, they could not cast away the doubts in their hearts.
好了，那神就接上去跟他们再说一些事情。
So God continued to speak to them.
这些事情说的非常直截了当。
And this matter that he spoke of is very direct.
因为上文以色列犹大的百姓说，耶和华离弃了我们，他忘记了我们。
Because before this, the people of Judah said that God has forsaken us and He has forgotten us.
好像是他把我们完全放弃了。
As if He has completely forsaken us.
那五十章。
Now when we come to chapter
50, 开始神就提出一个问题。
In the very beginning, God raised a question.
你说我离弃你们。
You said that I have forsaken you.
证据在哪里？
Where is your proof?
他就好像因为在摩西五经的里边呢，也轻轻有那么一些的意思，后来在先知书的里边神也说出他跟以色列的那个关系，就是那个也是夫妻的那个关系。
Because in the Mosaic books and the prophet, the books of the prophets, God has spoken of His relationship with the Israelites. It's like a husband and a wife.
尤其是我们读过何西阿书的时候，我们更知道这个关系。
And especially when we read the book of Hosea, we would know this relationship.
那神就说，你说我离弃了你们。
And God said that you said I have forsaken you.
你说我放弃了你们。
That I have put you aside.
那好像一个做丈夫的把那个妻子休掉。
It's just like a husband divorcing his wife.
但神就说了。
But God said.
你有什么证据？
Where's your proof?
按照律法上来说。
According to the law.
在旧约里头的以色列人要休妻的话，他必须要给他一个证明。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites wish to divorce their wives, they have to give a proof.
所以你读四福音的时候，你就读到有那些犹太人来问主说，人若休妻，是不是我写了个休书给他就可以把他休掉？
So in the Gospels, you can see the Jews came to ask Jesus and said, if a person wished to divorce his wife, is it okay just for him to give her a paper?
把他休掉了。有一个证据，那个证据就是那个休书。
So when he divorces her, he would give her a piece of paper.
用现代的话来说，就是那个离婚证明。
It's a certificate of divorce.
神就说，
And God said,
你们说我休你们。
You said that I have divorced you.
证据在哪里？
Where's your proof?
你拿出来看。
Let me see the proof.
我没有做这个事情啊。
I have not done such a matter.
我一直是纪念着你们的。
I continue to remember you.
你说我把你们休掉。
You said that I have divorced you.
休在哪里？
Where's the certificate of
divorce? 你说我们把你们卖掉。
You said that I have sold you.
那我把你们卖给哪一个人呢？
To which of my creditors did I sell you to?
没有这样的一个交易的行为在那里发生过。
And there's no such an exchange that has happened.
神说如果你们要看眼见，
God said that if you want to see what just can be seen by
your eyes, 在眼见的里头你一直看见你们好像是给神忘掉。
Within what you can see, you can only see that you are forsaken by God.
你应该翻过来。
But on the contrary,
不是谁忘记你们。
It's not that God has forgotten you.
是你们忘记神。
It's that you have forgotten God.
是你们所有的那些好像神离弃你们的感觉，完全是你们自己想出来的。真正给离弃的是神让你们离弃掉。
So all those feelings that you have, that you felt like God has forsaken you, it's from you. But the reality is that you have forsaken God.
我也没有把你们卖给别人。
And I have not sold you to
others. 如果我把你们卖给别人，
If I have sold you to others,
那我收了多少钱卖掉了你们呢？
So how much money did I get for selling you?
我完全没有收到任用我们中国人的老话来说，一个纸都没收到。
And I have not even gained a penny.
用着你翻到五十二章来看。
Francis, let's go to chapter 52.
我们先看那个第三节。
We'll look at
第四节。
Verse 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶和华如此说。你们是无价被卖的，也必无银被赎。
For this is what the Lord says, you were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed.
不错，你们说你们是被卖掉，这个是事实。
And it's correct that you said you are sold.
但是不是我卖你们。
But I did not sell you.
那谁卖你们？
So who sold you?
你们自己卖自己。
It's yourselves.
为什么？
You sold yourselves. And why is that?
我们回到五十章。
Let's go back to chapter 50.
你们被卖，第二节。
Verse 2.
还是第一节。
Oh,
你们被卖，是因你们的罪孽。你们的母亲被休，整个以色列来说，是因你们的过犯。
In verse 1 says, Because of your sins you were sold, because of your transgressions, your mother, referring to entire Israel, was sent away.
你看到神说的非常非常的清楚。
But as you can see, it is very clear what God said.
我们的神常常是给人误会。
Our God is often misunderstood by people.
人误会他的那些事情，说清楚是人把神不该受的那一份去塞给神。
That the misunderstanding man have toward God is that man will give God something he does not deserve.
人把自己该受的那一份就挪出来，说成是神的份。
And that the man what they deserve, they will say this is God's portion.
但神在这里说得很清楚。
So it is very clear here what God says.
这一切事情与我无关。
All this has nothing to do with me.
是你们自己把自己卖掉。
You are the one who sold yourself.
因为你们的罪叫你们跟我当中产生了那个阻隔。
And because of your sins, there's hindrance between you and me.
我想伸出手来拯救挽回你们。
I wish to stretch out my hands to redeem you.
是你们没有给我机会。
But you are the ones who did not give me an opportunity.
所以是你们自己把自己卖掉。
So it is you who sold yourselves.
你们把 得神拯救的那一个条件那一个可能性都关闭掉。
That you have shut the door of being delivered by the Lord.
那是用我们中国人讲的话来说。
And using what the Chinese would say.
当然这个不是中国人讲的话，是我想全世界都该有同类的话。
And this is not just limited to what the Chinese would say.
你们所接受的那个结果是自作自受。
That the consequences is caused by yourself.
你不要把那个责任推到神那一边。
And do not push your responsibility to God.
你要看见。
That you have to see.
是你们自己的愚昧所造成的结果。
This is the consequences because of your foolishness.
那然后神就一下就说了一些，又说了一些事情。
And then God continued to say of some things.
这个事情一面是说出他的百姓是怎么来对待神。
And this matter on one hand tells of how his people treat him.
但是另一面神也说出神怎么来给他们拯救。
But on the other hand, God has spoken of how he would deliver them.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那从第一节里面开始说，神一直说出是你们自己的愚昧来造成今天的结果。
And starting from verse 1, God continues to say that it is your foolishness that's causing what you deserve today.
你们并没有仰望神。
You did not look to God.
你们也没有寻求神。
And you did not seek God.
你们一直是靠着自己在那里挣扎。
You continue to struggle by your own
strength. 你们看，从眼见的里边看到那个事情，就用着你们那个小聪明来应付那个事情。
From what you can see that you're using your tricks to deal with the circumstance. 因
此我们读列王记最末后的那几十年和列历代之最末后的几十年，你看见犹大应付埃及应付巴比伦就是这个样子嘛。
And verses is when we read the book of Kings and the book of Chronicles, the last few decades, this is how the people of Judah would deal with Egypt.
他们都没有想到我们要转回到神的面前，让神重新来承担我们的责任。
They never thought of returning to God and have God bear the responsibility.
难怪神在这里说。
No wonder God said here.
你们的愚昧造成这样的结果。
It is your foolishness that's causing this consequence.
我来要搭救你们。
I am coming to deliver you.
但是你们却没有人在那里等候我。
But there's no one to wait on you.
那是第二节。
Which is verse 2.
很有意思的，弟兄姊妹们，当你一看到这里头的话的时候，你会看到一些很我们很不容易领会，但是主把它上我们一打开的时候，我们就看到里面好多的神的秘密在这里。
And these verses are very meaningful, starting with verse 2, that there are words that is not easily understood, but when God opened up his words, then we can understand.
第二节的，你看神怎么说呢？
And what did God say in verse 2?
上面是说到你们的愚昧造成今天的结果。
And before this, it was about how their foolishness caused
the consequence. 第二节就说到我来的时候。
And verse 2 says, when I came.
那这个我来的时候是什么时候，我们先不管。
We will not first pay attention to when this time is.
我们先要问的。
The first we need to ask.
神你来干什么？
Why are you coming, God?
那弟兄姊妹，我们很清楚了解。
Brothers, we can understand this.
如果神的子民落在难处里。
If God's people fall into difficulty.
神现在来到他们中间。
And God comes among them.
那来做什么？
And what is he here to do?
弟兄姊妹，除了挽回，除了拯救，你说神要来做什么？
And besides redemption, and besides deliverance, what is God to do?
很显然的，你看到，神现在就要来给他们拯救，给他们挽回。
And very clearly, we can see God is there to deliver them and to redeem them.
但是当时的事实是如何？
But what are the facts at that time?
哦，这个当时就不是只是单单说到当时的当时，是说整个这个过程里的时候。
And this time is not just for the specific time, but it's for the whole process.
他说为何没有人等候呢?
He said, how come, why is there no one?
我呼唤的时候,
when I called,
为什么没有人答应呢?
Why was there no one to answer?
那弟兄姊妹们, 这两句话,
Brothers and sisters, these two sentences,
你可以放在犹大被掳前的那个时候。
You can place them at the time period before Judah was taken into
captivity. 你也可以放在他们被掳归回以后的那个那段日子。
And you can also put these sentences to describe the condition when
they are. 你更可以把它放在释福音的那个日子。
They are delivered and from the captivity, and also during the four gospels.
弟兄姊妹，你看是不是这个样
？Verses, can you see?
当时的以色犹大，或者说是包括以色列在里头，他们是不是用这样的一个态度来对着神呢
？And Judah and also Israel at that time, were they using this attitude toward God?
神不是不管
，It's not that
神要管
God did not care. God wants to care.
但是人不领情
，But men do not appreciate.
说神说。
So、God said,
我来的时候为什么没人等候
？When I came, why was there no one？
难怪约翰福音第一章那里怎么说
？No wonder in the Gospel of John chapter 1，
他到自己的地方来
，He came to his own place，
自己的人却不接待
，That his people would not receive him，
才引出凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
So and it brings forth whoever receives him are those called under his name。
说丢这里看到，从那个时候一直到释福音的日子。
So, brothers, you can see from that time until the time of the gospel, and not only to the time of the gospel,
一直延伸到现在
also until today,
继续延伸到大灾难
and it will continue
的日子
toward the days of the great tribulation.
你看到称为神的百姓的，他们对着神的那个心思就是这个样
And you can see those who are called God's people, their heart toward God is like this.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
人虽然是这样的来向着神
Even though man is like this toward God.
但是神却没有减低他对他名下的人的那个看顾
But God did not decrease his care for those who are called under his name.
是他说啊我来的时候为何无人等待我呼唤的时候为何无人答应
So he said, when I came, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer?
然后就说出了
And then he said,
我的膀臂岂是缩短不能救赎我岂无拯救之力啊
And he said, what's my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you?
但是你们没有给我机会
But you do not give me an opportunity.
你们没有给我条件
You do not give me the condition.
弟兄姊妹一说到这个的事对这这一点的时候
But this is when we mention this point,
我想弟兄姊妹们你一定很容易记得马太福音18章18-19节里边所说的
And verses you can easily remember what's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew
那里引我们去注意到神在地上做工有一个原则的
That it tells us that when God works on earth there's a principle
那个原则是什么
So what is this principle?
那个原则乃是
The principle is,
如果在地上神没有找到人和神表同情
If there's no one on earth that is doing according to God's will
神虽然很急着要做成一件事
Even if God wants to do a matter very urgently
神也停下来不做
That God would stop and not do it
一直在那里等
And he would wait
等到有人能与神表同情
Until a time there is someone who's after his heart
神就伸出手来做成那个
Then God would stretch out his hand to finish the work
这是我们很熟悉的那个话
For instance, these are the words that we are very familiar with
你们在地上所捆绑的在天上就捆绑你们在地上所释放的在天上就释放
That what you would bind on earth it would be bound in heaven and what you would release on earth will be released in heaven
神我们的主没有找到跟他一同表同情的
If there's no one on earth that would show empathy with God
他就暂时压下来他就不动那个事情
Then God would stop and then would not continue
一直等到有人能和神表同情神向神说神啊你做这个事吧
And until there's someone who's after his heart and say to him God may you do this
神就伸手做他所要做的
And God will stretch out his hand and do what he
wants to do. 在以赛亚的日子, 神就已经按照这个原则来说了这个话。
So even in the days of Isaiah, God has spoken these words according to the principle.
如果我们不领会神的那一个做工的法则的话, 我们没有办法了解, 神的你是全能的神, 你又做什么都可以。
So if we don't understand the principle of how God works, then we will say that God, you are the Almighty God. You
can do anything.
And you know that there's someone who needs to be delivered. Why don't you stretch out your hand? And God is there to say, was my arm too short to ransom? Do I lack the strength to rescue?
你看看，神在这里就举了一些例子，你看看。
And God said it here, let's see, let's look at this. And he gave some examples and said, are there any things that I cannot do?
我让张河成了旷野,
that I would cause the river to become a desert.
我让那个河,那个海水干了,让人走干地,这就都是他们的祖宗所经历过的事情。
And I would dry up the sea so that man can walk on it. And this is something that the forefathers have experienced.
我从前能做那些事情,今天我就不能做了吗?
And I could do this before, can I not do this today?
所以主的这个问话是问得非常的。
So these questions of God are very sharp.
是我没有能力吗?
Is it because I do not have the
ability? 是我做不来吗?
Is it because I lack the strength?
你们知道我能做得来。
And you know that I could do this.
但是我现在就不能做。
But now I cannot do them.
我手臂绑臂好像缩短了，做不来。
It's as if my arms are too short now.
什么原因呢?
What's the reason?
你们没有给我机会做。
Because you do not give me the opportunity to do it. And this is where the problem arises.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
当神把那个话语一转的时候,
when God's words take a turn,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们又看到一件事了,
then we'll see another matter, Brothers and sisters.
神这个话语一转,
when the words are turned,
就转出他的拯救, 不单是说要救你们, 犹大脱离眼见的这一些难处,
And when the worst turns, it brings forth God's deliverance. Not only is to deliver Judah from what is seen.
神要做的那个拯救, 那个范围可大了。
The deliverance, the salvation of God is very great.
有多大呢?
And the boundary is very great. How great is it?
全地都是在神那个救赎的旨意的里头。
The whole earth is under His will of salvation.
但是神怎么样能把这个全地 都挽回,都拯救过来呢?
So how could God deliver or redeem the whole earth?
那弟兄姊妹们,你看,你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
50章,从这个我来的时候,为什么无人等候开始?
And in chapter 50, starting from when I came, why was there no one?
就说到神要怎么施行拯救。
It talks of how God would do his work of salvation.
神怎么来施行拯救呢?
And how would God do his work of deliverance?
神又回到前面说过的话,
and God returned to the words that he has spoken before.
神兴起他的仆人,
that he would raise up his servant.
谁是他的仆人?
And who is his servant?
当时的人不一定知道,
and people of that generation would not know.
但是他们知道有一位神的仆人。
But they knew there was a servant of God.
但是我们今天很清楚地知道,
But today for us, we understand it
very clearly.
This servant is the Son of God. But for the Israelites, they did not see this. But even though they could not see
it,
but it doesn't mean that God has not proclaimed of this matter to them.
弟兄姊妹记得,
but sisters, you remember,
当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候,
when Abraham was offering Isaac, that God has already spoken of a very solemn matter.
就是神的独生子要来做成一件什么大事,
which is his only son would come to perform a great
matter. 虽然在献以撒的那件事上神说这个话是比较隐藏,
even though during the matter of offering Isaac, God spoke of it very hiddenly.
但弟兄们, 在逾越节那个晚上,
But when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt on the night of Passover,
神也在借着那一个羔羊羔，同样的把这样的信息来表达出来。
It's through the lamb that God has expressed the same matter.
是神所指定的那个羔羊成为他们的拯救。
It's the lamb that was destined by God that would become the deliverer.
然后等到生命记的时候，
And then when it goes to
Deuteronomy, 摩西就明明在那里宣告，
Moses proclaimed very clearly,
神要在你们中间兴起一个弟兄像我，
God would raise up a brother among you like me.
那这个这一件事情就很清楚。
So this matter was very clear.
那兴起一个像摩西的人，
To raise up one that is like
Moses, 兴起来干什么呢？
What is the purpose of it?
在那里显明神的权柄。
Is to manifest God's authority.
嗯，如果人不听这个人的话，
If man would not listen to him,
那个人就要从人中给剪除。
And this man would be cut off from the people.
那这一个弟兄给兴起来，就要把神的各样的应许要做成在你们的中间。
And this brother who is about to be raised up, he would fulfill all the promises of God.
那怎么现在以赛亚说开始转进去了？
So, for instance, now the book of Isaiah is making a
turn. 以前已经轻轻提了一下。
And before it was mentioned lightly.
但现在就很具体的一直提了。
Now it was more concrete.
那我先和弟兄姊妹说说这样的一件事。
And verses, let me first mention this.
自从摩西宣告了那一个神要在你们中间兴起一位弟兄像我那个时候开始，
Since the time when Moses made this proclamation that God would raise up a brother who would be like me，
我们必须要注意一件事，
That we have to take note of this，
一直到今天，
Until today，
那些近前的犹太人他们还是在那里等候这一个人出现。
Those religious, those pious Jews, they are still waiting for this person to appear.
当我们的主到地上来的时候，
When our Lord came to the earth,
法利赛人打发人去问主，
The Pharisees sent people to ask the Lord,
你究竟是谁？
Who are you?
是以利亚吗？
Are you Elijah?
是耶利米吗？
Are you Jeremiah?
还是你是？特别弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Or you are take note, brothers and sisters.
你就是那先知吗？
Are you that prophet?
这个那先知是指着谁？
Who is that prophet?
就是指着摩西，所说将来在你们中间要兴起一个弟兄像我。
It's referring to what Moses said that there will be a brother raised up just like me.
那以色列人现在的以色列人，那些近前的仍然在那里等候这一个。弥赛亚的出现。
So nowadays the pious Israelites they are continuing to wait for this Messiah to come.
我想我们当中有些弟兄姊妹是知道的。
I think some of our brothers and sisters would know this.
到现在，犹太人他们还是按照律法的定规，在每年逾越节的时候，他们要守逾越节。
And many Jews until today they are still doing according to the law that they will observe Passover.
那么我们那年去以色列的时候，
And on the year when we went to Israel,
那个以色列的向导就跟我们这样说。
And the tour guide in Israel, he said to us,
后来那个Lance 弟兄也跟我们提到这个事情。
And then later on, Brother Lance also mentioned the same matter.
提什么事呢？
And what is this matter?
他说以前我们每年过逾越节。
He said that before when we were observing Passover,
我说犹太人，
and we're talking about Israelites,
他们在最那他们过节最末了的时候，他们彼此有一个盼望也好，或者说祝福也好。
And at the end of the Passover, they would have this hope or this blessing.
明年我们回到耶路撒冷过逾越节。
And they would say that next year we'll go back to Jerusalem
to observe Passover.
And they have talked about it for many years.
但是终究1948年以后他们果然回到那去。
And at the end, after 1948, they returned to Jerusalem.
那是那个向导跟我们说， 我们现在真的回到耶路撒冷过逾越节了。
So the tour guide told us, now we are truly in Jerusalem to observe Passover.
但是很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
如果你真知道他们怎么过逾越节的时候，
If you truly know how they observe Passover,
你就晓得一直到现在。
And you will know that until today,
他们不再说明年我们回耶路撒冷过逾越节。
No longer say that next year we'll be in Jerusalem to observe Passover.
他们现在做什么呢？
And what do they do now?
这个不单是现在做的，从前一直做下来都是这样。
It's not something they do nowadays. They have
他们做完了他们各种各样的仪文的事情了以后。
And after they've done all kinds of rituals,
也吃过了逾越节的羔羊羊羔了。
And they have eaten the lamb of Passover.
他们那个屋主就打发一个最年幼的那个孩子到外边去走。
And the head of the household would send forth the youngest child.
到门外去走。
And to send the
child 走一转就回来。
To walk around the house and return.
回来的时候说一句话。
And when he returns, he would say this.
什么话呢？
And what does he say?
他还没有来。
That he has not come.
这个他是指着谁？
So who is this he referring to?
就是指着这个要来的，他们所盼望要来的弥赛亚。
He's referring to the Messiah that they are looking to.
那说出一个什么事情呢？
And what does that tell us?
那说出现在的以色列人仍然在这里盼望神应许给他们的以赛亚的弥赛亚显出来，来把他们带进神所应许的那个拯救。
It tells of the Israelites nowadays, they are still longing for the Messiah that is promised by God, for him to come and to bring them into the promised land.
那弟兄姊妹们，犹太人他们过逾越节的这一件事情，就让我们去要想一个问题了。
So, brothers and sisters, from how the Jews observe Passover, we should think about this thing.
他们为什么今天还在等弥赛亚呢？
Why is that they continue to wait for the Messiah today?
你说他们不相信神的话。
And if you say that they do not believe in God's word.
他们又好像相信。
It seems like they do.
你说他们真相信神的话。
But you say if they truly do believe.
又好像不太像。
It seems like it's not the matter.
但是无论如何。
But no matter what.
在这一点上，他们好像还是抓得很牢。
On this point, they still have a good grasp of it.
他们已经从七十年被掳回来了。
They have already returned from 70 years of captivity.
但是看看情形。
But if you look at the circumstance,
不像是弥赛亚把我们拯救过来。
It doesn't look like it's Messiah who delivered us.
过了那个马加比王朝。
After the kingdom of Maccabee.
也不像是弥赛亚来。
It didn't seem like Messiah has come.
那以后就更不用说了。
And not to mention
afterwards. 一直到现在，他们都没有。看到有任何的光景让他们感觉的得拯救是一种弥赛亚的出现。
And until today, there's no circumstance that makes them feel they were delivered because of the appearance of Messiah.
所以他们就一直还在那里等弥赛亚。
So they continue to wait upon the Messiah.
好了，现在神跟他们说话了。
So now God is speaking to them.
我来的时候，为什么没有人响应？
God said, when I came, how come there's no one there?
我呼唤的时候，为什么没人理睬？
And when I call them, no one to answer.
我的膀臂并不是缩短，不能拯救。
It's not that my arms are too short to ransom.
我的能力足够去承担这一切。
And my strength is enough to sustain all these.
但是为什么我现在膀臂好像伸不出来呢？
But how come now my arms is not stretched out?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从第四节开始。
Beginning from verse 4.
神就说出了神要兴起的他的仆人来做拯救。
That God has spoken of the servant that he will raise up.
他们能不能接受这个仆人就是他们所等候的弥赛亚呢？这个我不敢说。
I cannot speak on whether they are able to receive this person as the Messiah that they're waiting for.
也许他们在五十章的那个五十章开始一直说的五十三章的那一个神的仆人的光景，是以色列人的头脑里边没有办法接受的。
And perhaps that person, the servant that's mentioned in chapter 50 to chapter 53 is not something that can be accepted by the Israelites.
因为以色列人认为他们的弥赛亚来的时候，哦，那是很威王的，很大全地都要震动的。
because in the mind of the Israelites, when the Messiah comes, it will be a great matter and the whole world will be shaken.
像诗篇二十四篇上面所说的，众城门啊，你们都要抬起头来，因为我们的王要进来。
Just like in the Psalm says that all the gates should lift up their heads because our king will enter.
所以在以色列的心思的里边，他们说如果我们的弥赛亚来，他是非常的威王的。
So in the mind of the Israelites, when the Messiah comes, it will be a very grand condition.
但现在从五十章开始，神说到他的仆人的，就是以色列人要等候的那个弥赛亚显出来的时候。
But in chapter 50, when God mentions about his servant, who is the Messiah that's waited upon by the Israelites,
他是怎么一个模样呢？
What is he like?
五十章那里头，
in chapter 50,
我们上礼拜才看细一点。
And next week we'll go into details.
现在我就把这个要点点一点给弟兄姊妹们留意一下。
For now, I'll just point out the main points for brothers and sisters.
那一个我的仆人来显明神的拯救。
That servant who is to come to manifest God's deliverance.
你看见这一个仆人，他的是怎样的一个仆人？
You can see what kind of servant this servant is.
他是一个完全服全病的人。
He is someone who is completely obedient.
他一直给他，你留意神在这里说这些话，说到。接连两次说受教者。
Take note of God's words. It's mentioned twice that this person is like one being taught.
然后也就说又说到这一个仆人都不单是一个受教者，也是一个忍受羞辱的神所用的人。
Not only is this person like a person being taught, he is also a person who endures mock, he endures sufferings.
虽然他忍受了很多的羞辱，
and also suffering,
但是他却是忠心的行走在神的路上。
Even though he suffers much, but he was faithful walking on the path of God.
是这样的一个神的仆人。
This is the servant of God.
那当这样的一个神的仆人显出来的时候，
when such a servant of God is manifested,
你们都要得着拯救，
then you will all receive deliverance.
你们就不能说耶和华忘记你们，
then you can no longer say that the Lord has forgotten you.
你们就不能说神离弃了你，
and you cannot say that God has forsaken you.
因为这样的一位仆人出来的时候，
because when this servant appears,
他不单是拯救你们，
not only would he deliver you,
他也作为外邦人的光，
he would also be the light of the Gentiles,
他也作为全地人的中保，
he would also be the covenant of all the earth.
我们感谢我们的主，
we thank our Lord.
以赛亚读到最幕后的时候，就把神的儿子到地上来所要做的，所要说的，所要显明的，一一的陈列在我们的眼前。
At the end of the book of Isaiah, it tells of what the Son of God would do, would speak, and would manifest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们上礼拜回来的时候，我们才比较细的来看看神的仆人是怎么样的一个光景。
And next week when we return, we'll go into details to look at the servant of God.
从五十章一直到五十三章，
from
一步一步深入的来带出这一个做神的仆人的神的儿子。
From chapter 50 to chapter 53, step by step and deeper, it brings forth the servant of God, the Son of God.
来成就神那个救赎的旨意。
That he will fulfill the will of God.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这。
And we'll end here tonight.